boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Okay, call me crazy, but this is the time in the year where I can't stop craving ice cream for every meal. I crave ice cream for breakfast. I crave it for snack time. I crave it for lunch, and I crave it for dinner because it's like starting to get warm out now. I don't know about you, but that's like what is on my mind right now until I satisfy that craving, but then I'll be in the mood for it again tomorrow.
I always like ice cream. Don't get me wrong. Like, I go get ice cream when it's negative 10 degrees outside.
Whoa.
But I will say, as the weather gets warmer, my craving for something frozen, sometimes it's ice cream, but a lot of times I'm thinking of like a slushy or like a frozen lemonade. I don't know what it is. Or a smoothie. Let me tell you, anytime that I go work out from now probably until the end of September, I'm going to walk out and be like, I deserve a smoothie because I went
to the gym and I deserve it.
You know, air quotes, it's healthy, yeah, or whatever, and it's frozen and it's hot out. And I don't know, something inside me just like thinks the math is mathing. If it's hot out, I need something frozen to drink.
Are you craving those things that are like at the mall and they're in that big giant like tub with the spinning wheel of like those icies? Are you craving that around this time of the year? I think they're called icies.
It is an icy. That or like a gas station slushy. A blue Powerade slushy on a hot day.
Yum.
Dude, I can't wait for that first 85 degree day because that's exactly what I'm going to go get first. I saw something really exciting this morning. I cannot wait until the second half of this week because the Wienermobile is coming to Cedar Rapids. Okay. It's going to be here Thursday through Sunday.
The Wienermobile.
And I feel like I have to go visit it.
The last time I saw it was on 380 around the Wilson Avenue, 33rd Avenue exit area.
Okay. Was this like months ago, a year ago, long ago?
About 6 months ago, I think.
Okay. Well, it's time for it to come back. And they are going to be handing out Wienermobilia. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but
sounds like
great.
Merch. And I need that in my life. I have to go. So it's going to be at different Hy-Vees Thursday through Friday in Cedar Rapids. And then Sunday, it's going to be in the Sapadapaso Parade.
Ooh.
So check that out. Keep your eyes peeled for the Wienermobile in Cedar Rapids.
Are they letting us inside the Wienermobile? Have you ever been inside it?
I have never been inside it.
I have.
But I'm guessing if they're going to be at Hy-Vees and stuff, handing out merch or whatever.
They should let you inside.
I think they're probably going to be letting people inside. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to find out.
You might want to make sure you take the keys out of the ignition because I may want to take it for a little spin. that's what I would do.
One time that I'm most likely to perform Grand Theft Auto.
Same girl.
It's with the Wienermobile.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I never would have thought that I would have related to Jamie Lee Curtis, of all people, more than I have in the last couple of days. Because she was at the Oscars on Sunday night, which I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch the show, but I watched all the clips on TikTok to keep up with like what was happening. And Jamie Lee Curtis was co-presenting for Best Supporting Actress. And it turns out after she did, because that's a big role, right? To be
that's
like,
cool.
Okay, and the winner is. That's a big responsibility. After that happened, she dipped out. She was gone. She left.
I came and did my job, and now I'm gone.
Yeah.
I think we've all done that before at something.
Well, and even better was the reason that she left so quickly, because she wasn't up for any awards. She didn't have any movies out that she was nominated for. She was hungry for some fast food, is what she said.
She left for fast food?
Yeah, in the comfort of her own bed, because her Instagram caption said, fly in, check. Get fluffed and folded, check. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means fluffed and folded in her gown or something. Present at Oscars, check. Go to In-N-Out, Check.
Yeah, she picked In-N-Out. Yes.
Fly away. Check. So that
what
was
a good option. That was a good one to pick.
She literally was like, I did what I needed to do. I came, I saw, I conquered, and now I need a burger and some fries.
What a good one to pick.
Which I'm like, if that ain't me, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm.
Because who hasn't left something because they're like,
that's really important because you just wanted fast food or you just wanted something to eat.
Yeah, that is me. Anytime that I had a girls' night with my friends, it'd be like, oh, we're having fun at the bar, but man, does some pizza sound good. I'm out of here.
My sister at her wedding, she sent somebody to go get her fast food.
Oh, nice of her to send somebody and not just, I would just dip out if that was me.
Just be in her wedding dress and go do
it. Yeah, that's iconic.
I was in a dress when I dipped my senior prom. I didn't really want to be at my senior prom. So I only went for like an hour. So it was a 4-hour long dance. I went for 1 hour. We dipped and we went to the local Vinton McDonald's and we got McDonald's. And then I think we went back for more dancing, if I remember right.
After a McDouble? You went back to dance?
I mean, the dress was a little tight, but
I was going to say it sounds like the meat sweats.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
The next time you call 911 because you need the cops or paramedics to come to your rescue, they may come, but they may also come with a furry friend.
I would honestly prefer that, really.
Wouldn't that be awesome? A little furry friend to keep you safe and calm me down during a stressful moment.
Well, yeah, really cool. If I'm calling 911, I'm stressed. And if I can scratch a furry cat or dog, that would probably help my anxiety.
You know, they should really look into this because this happened last Thursday. There was a really, really, really bad car accident in Denver, Colorado. Three people were hurt in this car crash. It caused really long backup for several hours. And as soon as the car crash happened and the ambulance got there, so did a kitty cat.
A stray cat?
An orange tabby cat. Yep.
Oh.
She wandered onto the crash scene and the hazmat spill.
Oh my gosh.
She didn't care. She was doing whatever she wanted
to
do.
Yeah, that's what most cats do.
And she was like, I'm here to help. I kid you not, she got in the back of the ambulance.
Oh.
And was trying to help them with what they needed, but obviously they had some medical things that the paramedics and firefighters needed to do with those who were involved in the car crash.
Right.
So they had to kick the cat out of the back.
Oh,
I know. They had some important things to do.
Well,
okay?
Yeah, but still, it could have been there for emotional support.
Don't worry. She had other plans.
Okay.
So she got kicked out of the back of the ambulance. So she's like, all right, screw this. I'm taking you to the hospital then. So she...
What?
This cat hops into the driver's seat of the ambulance.
And just hung out there until they were ready to go?
Hung out in the driver's seat and was about ready to take over. I mean, there's photos of this. If you think I am making this up.
No, I believe you.
And you think this is an early April Fool's prank on you, I am not. There are photos of this. So she gets into the driver's seat, hangs out there for a while, and is messing with that. And then they're like, okay, maybe like, what if she hits the wrong button? Puts it in drive. That's also kind of not safe. So after that,
they booted her out of there too.
They booted her out of there. I know. She's just trying to help. So eventually they ended up putting her in a pet carrier to keep her in a warm vehicle.
And did somebody take her home? This is the cat distribution system at its finest.
No, you know what they did is they took her to the Dumb Friends League. It's a buddy center in South Metro area. And she's basically assisting their staff with caring for other animals.
Oh, okay. I was going to say this cat needs a career.
I know.
I don't know if they need to remodel the back of the ambulance where she can have her own little cat tree in the corner.
She should.
Or, I don't know, a little cage so that she can hang out.
She does need something.
But that she stays out of the way.
I know.
Feel like this is the new wave. We need to have cats on site for all emergencies.
That's what I'm thinking. If you want to see these photos, they're really cool. Look up South Metro Fire Rescue on Twitter or X or whatever. You can see them. They're so cute. Her in the driver's seat. Her in the back of the ambulance trying to help out. It's the cutest thing.
I think they need to hire her.
But they need to hire her, and then she's coming to the rescue for the next car crash. I'm telling you, this is a new thing.
I seriously, if I was in a crash, the only thing that would calm me down is that cat.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
You know, first dates, they can be make or break.
Amen.
It doesn't take much for something to go wrong for you to probably never go on a date again.
Yep.
I have a feeling that's what happened here. I am not entirely sure she didn't include it, but I have a feeling this may have been the first and only date. So I have Sierra's story for you.
Okay.
Today. She says, I started a new job and I met this super cute guy at work. He had a previous girlfriend who he had broken up with about 6 months before we met, and she would sometimes randomly come into the shop we worked at, and he would always tell her that she couldn't be there, that they had been broken up for months, and she needed to leave him alone. Anyways, he and I started talking and flirting for a couple months, and after 3-ish months, he finally asked me out on a date. We go out to dinner, and it was going really well. I was definitely catching feelings for him. And after we ate, he asked if I'd like to come back to his place to hang out for a little bit, and I said yes. We were sitting on the couch, just chatting, when suddenly there was a pounding on the door.
Whoa.
He gets up, and I can hear a girl yelling, "Did you just lock the door on me?" I knew immediately. It was the ex. He's calmly asking her to please leave through the door. All of a sudden, the front window slides open and she sticks her head in and starts screaming at him. I'm still sitting on the couch. I've grabbed my purse and I'm holding my pepper spray inside the purse just in case. She then climbs in through the window. And in that moment, I was actually preparing to get beat up. She was tearing his place apart, ripping stuff off the wall, breaking things all the way down the hall into his bedroom. And he just calmly walks down the hall and comes back, bear hugging her, guiding her out of the house. I peeked out the window to see if he talked her out of leaving or what was going on. And she had laid down in the courtyard, rolling around in the grass, crying and screaming. Definitely an eventful first date.
Yeah, there is no second date after that.
See, now I can't help but wonder, like, did she look past this?
No, I wouldn't. Nope. I don't care how good looking. Well, if you were Post Malone good looking, man, I would look past it. I would.
You'd look past his screaming.
Don't tell me if he looked like Justin Bieber, you wouldn't look past that. Come on. You would look past it.
I don't know about that.
The terror doesn't end here. Got a dating horror story? Email thosegirls at kzia.com. C102.9.
Well, I hope Chicago treated you well, Taylor.
It did. It was a nice long weekend that I had.
But I'm curious because this tells me a lot about who you are as a person. You got back. Okay, you left. Was it Saturday morning? Right?
Yep, we left early Saturday morning, and then we came back yesterday.
Yesterday. So I'm assuming you haven't unpacked, right? It's probably going to take you like 2 weeks to probably get around to it and doing the laundry. You probably got a ton of dishes in the sink, too, and stuff like that, right?
No, I unpacked when I got home yesterday, pretty much immediately.
What?
Yeah, I unpacked.
Do you do that all the time? Because that says a lot about who you are, and I'm going to judge you hardcore.
Not every time. Mind you, I didn't have like a big suitcase or anything. I just had a duffel bag. Because I feel like if it's a suitcase, then maybe I'll push it off a little bit longer. But yeah, I pretty much immediately unpacked. And
why?
If I don't the same day, I will the next day.
That's still too soon.
I pack all my favorite things. I always pack my favorite jeans. I pack my favorite socks. I pack my favorite undies. That if I leave them in there for 2 weeks, then I am going to be down all
you
of those important
items. You just grab
them
when you need them.
What if they need wash?
Well, yeah, you grab them when you need them and you wash them.
No.
I'm telling you right now, if you opened my pink suitcase, I went to Disney over a year ago, about a year and a month ago-ish. A year and a month ago, I went to Disney. And no, it was Texas. I went to Texas a year and a month ago, and you would still see things in there from
Texas. I don't
want to
know. I don't want to know what's in there. Crusty.
Probably underwear. I don't know.
That's nasty.
I should look into it tonight and
you
know.
Definitely do a laundry load and then rewash it again because that is gross.
Oh, save the underwear? You don't think throw it away?
You could toss that.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Isn't this time of year just
such a treat.
I know. So nice.
Small town, Iowa. Here's what I love is when I look out the window, I have no idea what time of year it is. You know what I mean? Like, we're getting it all mixed into one day.
Like, it really is.
Early in the morning, it feels like fall. You need a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Midday, it's about spring. We're in summer-ish weather right now. And then by tonight, it feels like winter outside and you need your parka. It's also like overcast, but the grass is bright green. Where do I live? I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm looking at, and I don't know what it's like outside. And I wish I could tell you from just this window, but your guess is as good as mine.
So you have no idea.
No, pretty much. I hope it's warm out.
Although she thinks it may be summer out. Who knows?
It does look like it could maybe sort of feel like summer, but, you know, don't trust me.
I think there's something that everybody noticed about their body that's a little weird, a little quirky, a little off. And sometimes at parties, you like to show it off.
Yeah. Or you do it in front of somebody and they're like, do you know that's weird? And you're like, oh, I guess I didn't ever think about it like that.
Have you gotten that checked out? That's a little odd.
Are you good?
Well, we want to know, what weird thing does your body do that you're like, there is no way other human bodies do that? I think everybody knows I have a weird, like, one off hiccup where it just, like, it's a really loud hiccup. It sounds like a pterodactyl.
It's violent.
Things.
It is. It comes out of nowhere. You never get any warning.
No, and it's really, really loud. It scares babies. It's crazy.
But there's only one.
It's only ever one. I don't get more than one hiccup after that. It's just one gigantic loud hiccup, and that is it. And that's odd about my body. But something that I have noticed the last couple of weeks over the night is that I keep waking up at the exact same time. Now, this has been happening for a while, but it was a different time. So I noticed around October that I would wake up at 3 a.m. on... What are you looking at me for?
Isn't that the demon's hour? So that's concerning. Go on. Let me not make any rash...
Am I a demon? Ooh.
No, I don't think you should be excited about that. But keep going before I diagnose you.
I would wake up at 3 o'clock on the dot. Started in like around October area. And I could tell you, I would walk out and go to the bathroom, or I would look at my phone. It was 3 o'clock on the dot. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
The time has changed now. I've noticed over the last two and a half weeks, I now wake up at 1:14 a.m.
Interesting. Okay.
It's funny because when I woke up at 3 o'clock, I didn't have to go to the bathroom. Everybody's like, oh, do you have to go to the bathroom? No, I just woke up at 3 o'clock. Now I wake up at 1:14 a.m. on the dot and I have to go to the bathroom. And that is the thing. Every time I go to the bathroom, I see on the clock, it says 1:14. And no, the clock is not broken. It's the weirdest thing. I have to pee at 1:14 every morning.
I can't decide if you just have like a really strict like liquid diet, like you drink the exact same amount of water at the same time every day, or
No. There's
a demon in your house.
She's really going with the demon thing.
I am. You might want to sage your place.
If you have ever had to Google search something and put, is this normal? This conversation is for you to join in, because we want to know, what weird thing does your body do? What did you have to Google search and wonder, is this normal?
Am I the only one that can do this? Chantal, what does your body do that's weird?
My right hip makes a clinking noise, which I used to accidentally scare my boyfriend when I first met him. I had just met him and we were goofing around and my hip clinked and I looked at him with a straight face and said, oh my God, you broke it. And the poor guy, he was traumatized for a moment and then I had to start laughing. It's from cheerleading back in the day.
Okay, me too, Chantal. Also, Danielle on the Facebook page said, snap, crackle, and pop. I feel like the three of us could hang out and make some beautiful music, because the way that my body cracks, I like that Chantal calls it a clink, because my hips do the same thing.
Yeah, you do some weird things with your body.
I do, and I don't think about it, because I'm just so used to being able to crack and pop all my bones.
I love when I'm around somebody who's never been around you when you do it for the first time.
It's shocking.
And the look on their face, they're like, what just happened?
Well, because I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of violent with it, okay? Like, I'll pop my fingers during meetings and stuff, and normally I can go unscathed, unnoticed. Yep. But when I do what Chantal does with the clinking of the hip, I, like, lean over, and it looks like I'm a dog peeing on a fire hydrant. Okay. I don't think about it like that though until somebody says something.
When the pop happens, it's loud. It's like, boom. Okay. It's not that bad.
That's what it feels like. And then
it's huge.
I also pop my elbows, which I feel like I get the most crap about, especially Chris Jackson from our sister station, X107.5, loves to call me out. He's just like, why do you do that? And I'm like, I don't really think about it. But like, I just like whack my arms out. Oh, I can't do it right now.
I just heard the one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
See, I don't even think about it.
You act like you're whipping something.
I do. And that pops my elbows and I don't even think about it. I just have the urge to do it. But if I do it in front of the wrong person or somebody that's never seen it, they're like, you good? Why are you doing that?
You also give me the heebie-jeebies when you crack your neck.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I don't think about that either.
No, I don't like that. You give me the heebie-jeebies when you do that.
It's quite loud, but I feel very proud of how I can pop my bones and such.
Kindergarten's got nothing on us. We would bring in things for show and tell. Screw that. We want you to tell us instead of showing us. Well, actually, I mean, if you could show us like on a video and you want to send...
That'd be pretty cool.
We'd still take that, too. But we want to know, what is a weird thing that your body does?
Kate, what can your body do that's a little weird?
Every time I wake up in the morning, my elbows pop. I just kind of roll over and it just kind of happens.
Well, my body doesn't like do anything like that. But another thing that happens to me when I sleep is that if I take an afternoon nap, I take an afternoon nap 2 hours on the dot. So
every time?
Every time. Or this is also weird. Okay, so if I took a nap at 3 o'clock, I would wake up at 5 o'clock on the dot. I kid you not. It's 2 hours on the dot. Or I can tell myself when I want to wake up.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, okay, for the other thing too is like the other morning I wanted to wake up 30 minutes before my alarm went off. Mm-hmm. I set my alarm for 7 a.m., but I wanted to wake up at 6:30 and I woke up at 6:31. So sometimes I can tell myself what time I want to wake up and I wake up at that time.
My internal clock is not that good.
I'm too nervous to like fully trust it.
Yeah.
And not set an alarm. But there are maybe when I get older and I don't have like a job, I need to like worry to keep.
That's not even weird. It's convenient. Like my weird thing is I could pop all my bones and all of the things. I'm also very, very double jointed where I could do the thing where I put my arm out. And if I fully straighten it, it hyperextends.
Ew.
Like my arm is a V when it's straight because it goes too far. I also, now if you're a physical therapist, shut your ears, okay? Because I know this is bad and I have been yelled at for doing it and I
by them?
Uh-huh.
Oh no, I have, no, I already know. Okay.
I'm very double jointed, like I said, pretty much everywhere. I can like basically pop my shoulder out of place.
Do you choose to?
I can't. I could do it right now. I'm not going to show you because I don't want you to get sick in front of everybody. But
does it hurt?
No. It was a real problem for a while.
Hold up. Do you just go to parties and you're like, hey, everybody, let's pop this thing out?
Do
you do that? Because if it doesn't hurt, I totally would. I would be going to parties.
Have I done it?
Yes,
I have.
This is the time where I'm glad I'm not a doctor. Because I don't have answers.
Sometimes I think the answer is just, you're weird, dude.
Hey, that's fine. I'm weird. You're weird. I told you, I go to the bathroom every single night at 1:14 on the dot. It's been happening for the last couple of weeks. I don't know why my body's been doing that. I can't explain it. But I haven't missed a night. 1:14 on the dot. Your body corrects in every sorts of...
Yeah, my party trick. If you see me at a party, ask me to pop my shoulder out.
And she showed me. Don't ask her to do
it's
that.
It's not worth it. I promise you.
It's so gross.
It's gross. But it's a weird thing that my body does. Sorry.
And we want to know, what weird thing does your body do that you're pretty positive nobody else's body does?
What does your body do that's a little bit weird?
If I cover my right eye, I can see greens and blues better. If I cover my left eye, I can see yellows and reds better.
Interesting. It sounds like a case of what I would call the 3D glasses.
Oh, yes.
You know, where one side's blue and one side is red. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds kind of cool.
Well, I would just be covering it to just see what it's like the difference. You know what I mean? I do that with my regular glasses. Sometimes I like to take my eyes out because I have glasses on. You know?
Take your eyeballs out? That's weird.
No,
I don't want to see that.
I meant like like I take my glasses off to see how much I can't actually see. You know what I meant.
It'd be cooler if it was your whole eyeball.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You know when you hit that point in your relationship where you're like, gosh, we are just picking the stupidest fights.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do.
And it's never like serious enough that you're like, oh my gosh, I don't think we should be together anymore. But I almost think it's around that time where you move in for the first time. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're just like going through those growing pains of living with that person and knowing their routines and stuff. Well, there is a method, if you will, that's going viral on TikTok that I want to tell you about to get rid of these petty arguments.
I'm here for it.
Okay. So the couple that's gone viral is from North Carolina. Their names are Annie and Austin. And they kind of talked about how this came from a joke with their friends that they've now implemented into their actual relationship to help them like really decide what's worth fighting about and what's not. And the best part is that it costs
$2.
$2.
Now, surprised it costs anything, but okay, I'll take it. $2 isn't bad.
So what you do is when you start to feel like you're having a petty argument is you put on a party hat. And that's
like a
it.
Birthday one with uh-huh. like it's
like
a,
the cone hat.
Oh dear Lord.
Know?
Okay.
And like I said, this came from a joke within their friend group. Like you can't really take someone seriously if you have a stupid party hat on your head. So the first time, actually, it was the boyfriend, Austin, who they were getting into a little bit of a tiff, and he asked Annie, his girlfriend, like, hey, okay, put on the party hat. And she's like, dude, not the time. We're not doing this. And then she gave in and realized, like, you couldn't even take the argument seriously because you are just feeling so stupid and mm-hmm. goofy. And then you take the hats off once you're like, okay, we got the giggles out. Now we can talk, like, grown adults, our tempers are down because we had a little bit of a laugh of like how dumb this really is.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. It silly. And then you like come back down to earth of like, okay, do we really need to fight about where I put the fork in the dishwasher?
No, I like this a lot.
I think it's good.
It reminds me of a past relationship I had, and a lot of our like petty arguments. What I loved about ours is that like we always ended it in like a like joke that we both had or we would quote Kevin Hart of some sort because we both loved Kevin Hart. We'd always end up quoting Kevin Hart or a movie of something. And I always loved that we could always like we'd have our little like pettiness and we'd always end up in some type of joke. So it's almost like the exact same thing.
It is. But this you could use with somebody that you maybe don't know as well.
Right,
if you don't have
right.
those
if you don't
jokes.
Have those inside jokes yet. The only thing is what happens if you have this at like Walmart?
Ooh.
Or if you're like at the dentist appointment, you don't have a hat. Like, do I got to carry that hat every
Yeah, you might have to stuff.
Or hear me out. Are you ready for this? Because you don't want to carry the hat, right? Because most of them are made of like cardboard or paper.
They fold up.
They're going to fold up. They're going to crackle in your purse, right? What if on the go, you have those at home, but on the go, you get a clown nose.
You know what? She also said that she has one of those on deck. If the party hat's not doing the trick, she sticks on the clown nose.
I like this. The clown nose, I'm down for.
So I guess it's up to you to choose. Do you want to keep a party hat?
You see me at Walmart with a clown nose, mind your business.
Just know it's getting heated over there.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You go to work every day. You spend about 40 hours, and then you go home and you do whatever your hobby is. But what if that thing that you spend so much time doing could get you paid?
That would be nice.
We want to know, what do you do so often that it could be a part-time job for you? But I bring this up because a survey came out that showed that the average adult is streaming TV or movies for 3 hours a day. AKA more than 20 hours per week, which is that's a part-time gig.
Hold up, I'm trying to think. I usually start around 8, 9 o'clock, and I get done around 11.
Yeah,
so
that's about 3 hours, and you know, you add all that up, and you're like,
Whoa. I know, girl, you do it as soon as you walk in. So probably 7:30 until what time do you go to bed?
I usually only ever watch like an episode a night by the time I make dinner and shower and all the things. But every good show is like an hour.
Yeah.
Basically. So it adds up. And then you start to feel bad. Like, okay, that could have been getting paid for. That's like a job and a half right there.
I know.
That it could be doing. But that got me thinking, what else do I spend a stupid amount of time doing? I honestly wish I was getting paid to shower.
Are you in there a long time?
I'm in there a long time.
Really?
And it doesn't matter if it's like hair wash day or like leg shaving day. I love to just stand in a hot shower at mm-hmm. the end of a long mm-hmm. day, where I feel like if I added it up throughout the week, that could be my part-time job.
Just showering.
Just showering. Nobody needs to know what's happening.
Do you just stand there sometimes?
Sometimes.
Really?
Especially, you know, it's been a long, hard day. I'm stressed. I'm annoyed, whatever it is. I will just stand and do nothing.
You know what you shouldn't
and
do?
And not get out.
Put a TV in there and then stream while you're in there. Then you're definitely doomed.
That's worth overtime. Man, we are really missing out on getting paid, because the average American adult spends more than 20 hours a week streaming TV shows and movies, which if you think about it, that's like a part-time job.
Yep.
Do I enjoy it? Absolutely. But when you think about it that way, you're like, wow, I could be using that time to make some money.
I know. I could have had a part-time job, making how much an hour,
right,
making an extra paycheck to buy myself nice things.
Well, and now it's like, okay, we're like budgeting our time. Now that we know that we spend that much time streaming, how much other time are we wasting? I feel like I waste a lot of time in the shower. I think that could be my part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to know, Destiny, what you do so much, so often, that it could be your part-time job. Can I guess?
Yeah, I bet you probably are right.
Doing your makeup.
You know, that's a good guess.
I feel like you always say you need like 3 hours to get ready, which is kind of nuts.
I do need a long time. It depends. Are we doing full glam?
Full glam.
Full glam, yeah.
That could be your part-time job. Okay, what's
three hours?
What is your actual answer?
Full glam. If I'm doing a full glam, it's 3 hours. You're right. If I'm just doing going to work, it's like 20 minutes. It's leftover makeup from the day before. I know you shouldn't do that, but I do it sometimes. Don't judge.
Okay, anyways.
But I don't really want to admit this one, but I'm being 100% serious when I say this, that I think my part-time gig, because I know I spend so many hours doing this, is like stalking. Like Facebook stalking.
Mm-hmm.
I go down a rabbit hole sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I'll be scrolling on my it could be on my like timeline on Facebook, it could be on my timeline on Instagram or whatever. And it's not like I go seeking or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, Stacy, I haven't seen you in forever. And then I go down and I'm like, click on her profile. And now I got to go. I'm like,
Stacy's married.
I'm like, Stacy, you're married? When did this happen? So then I'm on her profile for a half an hour trying to figure out, when did Stacy get married? When did she have kids? I saw her in Spanish class 3 years ago. I had a lot to catch up on. So that's where I go. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I know Stacy's husband. So now I'm stalking Stacy's husband. That's what happens.
I think you honestly went into the wrong career. It sounds like you should be at FBI.
So something strange has been happening with my body the last couple of weeks. Like, it's to the point that I'm like, do I call the doctor, or does the doctor going to judge me if I do call him? And I don't want to get that look from the doctor. They're like, did you really just call me and waste my time with this?
Oh, yeah, I know.
We've all had that look.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, that fear.
But I've been waking up at 1:14 a.m. on the dot every single night to go to the bathroom. It is the weirdest thing. And I don't know what's going on.
Like I said, it's either like your routine is set in stone or there's a demon in your house. I don't.
It is a 200-year-old home.
Oh, dude, the amount of souls trapped there. Add that. I mean, we just cracked the code. Or your clock is crazy.
My body's not weird. It's the demons.
Could be that. But we asked you today, what's that weird thing that your body can do? Because everybody's got something. I can pop every joint I need to.
And yeah, you do.
Pop my shoulders out if I want.
Don't ask her to do it.
Don't ask me, because I'll do it and you will feel
regret it.
Ill after I do it. Brady, what weird thing can your body do?
Have you ever like pinched yourself
like I can pinch myself in the middle of my stomach and then I can feel it inside my arm, like inside my elbow.
What? How?
I don't know how that works, but like right, I can like touch like the middle of my stomach right above my belly button and then I can feel like a pinch inside my elbow.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.